I've got a great children's story. And the children's story is also focused not just to the little ones, but maybe for some of us bigger kids as well. It seemed to Lisa that she had been dropping peas in the garden very slowly for her, because she wanted to be there to meet her brother at the school bus stop. It didn't help also that the fact that it was a bit warm outside and a little muggy, and so she was kind of ready to quit. Any of y'all, you little children have been outside, or some of you older children have been outside recently, you know, it's been beautiful outside, but sometimes it can get a little muggy outside, a little hot. Lisa's brother Harold and his friend from school were expected to help with the garden after they had gotten home and put their books away and had a quick snack. Soon, both the boys and Lisa were back in the garden, helping Mom, making rows and placing seeds, and placing the seeds very carefully, separated each other exactly the way they were supposed to in their respective areas. The boys were much quicker than Lisa and that kept Lisa kind of busy planting the seeds, as they were very quick in making the rows, the two boys were, making the rows in the dirt just ever so perfect. Now, I would guess that many of your children, maybe even some of you older children, have been possibly working outside because of the situation that we've had. And so you've had an opportunity to go out there and maybe work with your hands a little bit more than you normally would have. Those of you that aren't as blessed, some of you children may not have the big yard and such like that, but I hope you've got some sort of garden going on, maybe in a windowsill in your room. You know, maybe a shoebox lined with some plastic and a dirt in it, and plant something in there and every day nurture it and care for it. There's no better time than now to be outside and enjoy that which God had made. No better time to reflect upon the simpler things of life. Mother stated that it was time to stop and get cleaned up for supper, and Mother even had a Bible story ready to read for the two boys and Lisa before Harold's friend had to go home. After supper, Mother read the story about Jesus ascending to heaven to be with his Father. Some days after he had left, but before he left, he told them something. Us always. Lo, I'm with you always, even until the end of the world. Now, the question is, how can Jesus be with his Father and with us at the same time? This can be kind of hard to understand because, you know, you and I, we can only be in one place at one time. Now, I happen to have a son that seems to be in two places at once because he moves around rather quickly. I know one of those Pitts boys kind of moves around kind of quick too. So I think there's two of them. When Jesus sent the Holy Spirit to be with us, Jesus our Savior may even be more closer to us now, as he said, than he was even to his disciples when he was here on earth. It is only when we open our heart's door to Jesus and allow him to be with us all the day, that we have hope of sharing his glory in heaven. Children, let me leave you with this. Let us go about our day, hopefully, much of it outside as much as we can, keeping in mind that we can have Jesus with us all the time. And there is no better task than to work in a garden while reflecting on Jesus and that which he can mean to us. Thank you so much.